Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Instead of the Monday mailbag today, we're going to social media because a conversation has been sparked about whether or not you can charge other parents for things you do with their kids when their kids come to visit.
Ek rol my oë al van die eerste keer wat ek hierdie video gesien het. Dit is vir my verstommend. Kom ons hoor hom.
Can we normalize sending the other family money for playdates? So recently, my daughter had a friend over, and I asked her mom for money, and this is how it went. So after the playdate, I texted her mom, and I said, thanks for letting Jamie play today. Please help out with your share of the expenses for the playdate, totaling $15 via Venmo. Let's do it again sometime. Because I can't keep doing these playdates if it's so expensive. And she said, expenses? And I said, yeah, she used supplies and food while she was here. And this way, we can do this more often without a monetary obligation on just one party, right? Makes sense. Now, she didn't say much, but she did say, what supplies? And, of course, I wrote them down. There was chalk, applesauce, fruit. She sat on the couch, so that's wear and tear. She actually...
Okay,
she sat... on the couch?
No. So, I mean, that sounds like trolling to me. You know,
wear and tear? No, this is not trolling. This is a video where the ladies actually on the top of the video where you put your text, it says, can we normalize this? And she is being cooked in the comments. Rightly so.
Yeah. Mia. I mean, it's ridiculous. If someone's, you know, if your kids come and stay over at my house and play with my kids, I'm going to feed them and not charge you for it. It's fine. But what about things like movies or ice skating or going on holiday to the Drakensberg with you or things like that?
So 10 to 1, as jy 'n kind het by jou huis vir 'n playdate, het julle as die ouers dit gereël? You obviously said, okay, cool, I'm inviting this child to my house.
Ja.
As ons kinders stuur, soos, verskoon my, as ons kinders stuur vir... So it's like a hangout. Like if we know they're going to go and they're going to eat pizza and they're going to... I'm going to send them with some cash. But I can rightly say that I do not know a single parent in my kid's friend group who would charge me for my kid going to their house. En selfs, as ons 'n geldjie saam stuur, ek weet net voor die vakansie, het James gaan pizza eet en playdate
ja.
Die hele dag na 'n sokkertoernooi. En hulle het nou toe gaan pizza eet en wat ook al. I told the mom, James has got some cash with him if you are going to eat out. And she absolutely said, no, it's our treat.
Ja.
Maar ons het nie verwag dit is die treat nie. But at your house, no.
No,
bro.
At your house is ridiculous. I agree with you. Like, feed the child if they're at your house.
Look, I mean, so for me, if it's over the holidays, because, I mean, I'm doing it now for the first time, I'm going to ship the kids over to my sister's house, and I'm going to be like, so now the debate is, do I send the kids money, or do I send my sister money just to be like, listen, I know they're going to be eating you out of house and home for 2 weeks.
Now you send your sister money.
Easy, but that's the thing. Like, I mean, they eat normal groceries, yeah. Or do I send the kids money in case they want to buy, like, takeaway stuff, you know, when it's the weekend and then everyone buys takeaway, then they can get their own things, you know. So that's the debate for me.
Here's what I wanted to know. If, for example, Rosie, you went to Sun City this weekend.
Mm.
If somebody invites your kid along to something and takes them to Sun City for the weekend and then on Monday phones you and said, by the way, you owe me 3,000 rand for this weekend for taking your child along.
Toll gates and
right.
We're into
petrol, hotel room. We took them out for burgers
my
afterwards.
Tires.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not normalizing that, are we?
No, absolutely not. Not if I'm inviting your child.
Yeah.
If I can't afford it, I'm taking just my two. But as like no flush fool and I want them to each have a friend or maybe one of them have a friend, then great. But this is trash.
Do you pay for your kids going out to do other things with other families? If they've been invited somewhere or to a dinner or to a movie or something. Stuur jy geld saam? I think that's what we want to know this afternoon.
Maar die huis is vir my die probleem. Daar's waar ek wil stil staan.
Sending other parents an invoice when you've had to entertain their child who's come to visit your child.
Basically charging them a cover charge to come and hang out at your place.
The crib. The club. The new club is called the crib.
Bottle service.
You're putting it through the red ropes. It's going to cost
bar.
You. As you can imagine, thoughts are strong.
Ach nee, nou is ek heeltemal seker die wêreld het mal geword. Ek betaal vir my kind om by jou te kuier. Ach nee, gaan slaap in die Kaap. Ek gee nie om waar jy gaan nie. Goldreef City, Sun City... ice skating, pizza eet. Jy kan hom saamvat op 'n Italiaanse vakansie. I don't care. I'm not paying. Jy het my kind genooi. En as ek jou kind nooi, dan betaal ek vir whatever ek met jou kind gaan doen. Stupid mense.
Gaan slaap in die kar. No ways.
Yeah.
Lauren's also onto something here. She says, this woman is onto something. Why stop at the kids? Charge your mother-in-law every time she stops by unannounced for coffee and sits on your couch.
Daai vrou kan maar bly wees. Sy is nie my maatjie nie, want as ek sal vir haar na my huis toe nooi net om 'n koppie koffie te kom drink, sodat ek vir haar rekening kan stuur. En ek is al right, ek sal vir haar tot skorrelgoed seep geld vra. Sy sal betaal.
Nee, kyk. Alana is giving sensible messages. She says, I always send my kids with a bag of chips or marshmallows when they go to a play date. If they're invited to go with their friends, I would send money, but I would still see this as an invite that the other family would pay for. Alana, jy is spot on. And then Sonia's kid is very lucky. My son was fortunate enough to be invited on a holiday to Mozambique with a friend. We couldn't really afford it, but we insisted on at least paying for the flight. The parents wouldn't have it and thanked us for allowing him to join, so their son would not have to be there without his best friend.
Yes, because sometimes when you're a kid, you just want your mate there.
Mm. Yeah.
It doesn't register where you're going or how much it might cost. Mommy, daddy, we're going here. Can so-and-so come along, please?
Yeah.
Yes, that's like James this weekend when we were at the virtual reality gaming place at Sun City. He was like, can I have my birthday here next year? I was like, done with all Mikey's Sun City to come. And why was I stressed? Because if he was inviting his Mikey's to virtual game at Sun City, I would be paying.
Except now we live in a world where you don't have to. You can just invoice other parents. Gaan slaap in die kaart.